A few years ago, when the mayor of Minneapolis encouraged citizens to get out and see the city, one person took the idea quite seriously. Francine Corcoran, a fundraiser for the nearby College of St. Catherine, set out to see all of the city on foot. Every street, every block. It took her about 2.5 years. She finished yesterday.
I started as far away from my house as I could get, you know, and still be in the city. I live in the southeastern section, so I started way northwest because I'd never been there.
Well, I was wondering if you did that so you weren't tempted to just go home.
Oh, no, not at all, huh? No, just because I'd never been there, you know, and I wanted to see what the city looked like, you know. So I started out there, and then after a while, I sort of figured out that I had most of the perimeter of the city done, and then sort of pushed myself to do the entire perimeter of the city, you know, like 4 or 5 blocks in from all the sections for sure at the end of the second year. But there's lots of sections in the middle that I had done as well, but I just sort of thought, well, it would be sort of nice to finish off the year by having the perimeter of the city be all in yellow, which was the color of highlighter I was using to tell where I had been.
So would you figure out if you had some errands to run, if you needed to go grocery shopping or something, let me do this in the part of the city that I haven't visited yet so I could kill two birds with one stone?
Well, I didn't do much of that, but, you know, my dentist's office is in northeast Minneapolis, for example, so before my dentist appointment, I would, you know, walk in that neighborhood some, you know, so I would cover some of that territory. But, you know, I had a couple of years to do it, so that's sort of a number of dental appointments, you know. But I kind of did that sort of thing. If I went to see friends someplace, you know, I would walk that section if I hadn't already been there.
And you did this in all seasons. Walking in Minnesota at certain times of the year can be treacherous.
It can be, but there are pros and cons to walking in very bad weather. In very bad weather, there's nobody out. Nobody. So that's when I would walk in neighborhoods that I didn't particularly like all that well and thought were a little dicier. So I would cover a lot of ground in those areas when the weather was perfectly dreadful.
You know, I'm wondering how you got to every single street, because I'm actually from Minneapolis, and I know that some of the streets are actually hard to get to. They're not necessarily on maps. They only run for one block in places like Tangletown or St. Anthony's Island.
I know. I was on Pratt Street the other day. I could see both ends of it from the center of it. You know, but I did, in fact, walk every street. I have a map that I carried sometimes when the streets were really tricky, you know, and they would quit all of a sudden, and, you know, there's, you know, bridges and things or freeways and things, you know. So sometimes I would carry a map, but the city's laid out mostly fairly squarely, you know, north and south and east and west and things like that.
After logging all these miles, I'm wondering if you have any kind of special observations after seeing the city on foot.
Well, there are a couple things that I noticed. I live in a sort of old working-class neighborhood, and my neighborhood is essentially transplanted in two other sectors of the city. You know, like I could see exactly the same kind of architecture, you know, stucco, wood, lap siding houses, cedar siding houses, in North Minneapolis and in Northeast Minneapolis. So it's like, you know, I felt like I was walking around in my own neighborhood when I was other parts of the city. The best Zen garden in the entire city that I have seen is in North Minneapolis, where everybody thinks there's nothing going on that's any good. And then in Northeast Minneapolis, there's the best stained glass by far in houses. I mean, there's lots of lovely stained glasses in churches, but the houses in Northeast Minneapolis have spectacular stained glass. And the city is eminently walkable. There are sidewalks everywhere. There is never not a sidewalk. Perhaps I walked on 2 miles in the entire city that did not have a sidewalk going that way.
Well, you know, Minneapolis has a twin. What's next, St. Paul?
No, there are about 250,000 people who live in St. Paul, and one of them is entirely welcome to walk their own fair city. I live in Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. There are lots of people who live in St. Paul and love St. Paul, so they can go ahead and do that.
Francine, thanks and congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Francine Corcoran walked along every single street in Minneapolis. She logged a total of 1,071 miles.